Hi, can I speak to Rhonda, please? This is the wrong number? Rhonda Freeman?
Oh yes. Wait, one moment. This is her son. She's in the other room.
Okay.
I'll let her know.
I'll wait, sir. Thank you, sir. Right. Appreciate you. Hi. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Ms. Freeman.
Yes, this is her.
Hi, Ms. Freeman. My name is Albert Ramirez, speaking to you on a recorded line. So we were reaching out to you in regards to the Deborah Pavera lawsuit. Would you like me to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Deborah Pavera lawsuit, ma'am?
Yes, I did. I did the application for it.
Did you already get an attorney to assist you file a claim?
No.
Okay. And so would you like me to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes, please.
Okay, thank you. And follow-up question to the attorney question is, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you haven't sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm, whether it be like electronic documents or physical document signing?
Yes, yeah. I will.
Okay, thank you so much. And are you filing this claim on your behalf, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least a year?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm so sorry to hear that. How long ago was that?
I was diagnosed with the meningioma back in, it was back in September of 2009.
2009?
Yes.
And, okay. And was the meningioma the brain or the spine?
It was the brain.
The brain, okay. And what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, MRI, or both?
I ended up having to test for both at the time when I consulted my primary doctor. He sent me to a specialist, and they ended up testing me with the MRI, the brain MRI, and the brain CT as well.
Okay. Thank you so much. So it was both. Okay. And what is your date of birth, please?
My date of birth is June 4th, 1970.
June 4th, 1970. And by any chance, do you know anybody else who was injured by Deborah Pavera?
Yes. Also, my aunt went through the same thing, same diagnosis. I also told her she should apply for it. I seen it on Facebook as I was scrolling, and
okay.
I sent it to her as well.
Well, if you don't mind, just so that as a precaution, can you do me a favor, grab a piece of pen and paper to write down my phone number?
Yes, I will.
Okay, and I'll give you my direct line for her to call me at.
Okay, and I'm ready.
Okay, so my name is Albert, once again, Albert Ramirez.
Albert.
Uh-huh, and Ramirez is R-A-M as in Mary, I-R-E-Z. And my phone number, my direct line is 949. 7931. That is correct.
Okay, I got you down, Aubrey.
Okay, and what is your aunt's name?
My aunt's name is Debbie. That's D-E-B-B-I-E.
Last name, please.
Ross, R-O-S-S.
So this your aunt? Okay. At the end of the intake, the information gathering, I'm going to ask you for a contact, emergency contact. Is it going to be her, or is it somebody else that would be your emergency contact person?
You can put Debbie, because then that way you'll be able to contact her. She was
right?
Very close.
Okay, and that's why I thought ahead that since it's going to be both of you guys going to have each other's back and reach out to each other about this and be a support system, you know?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll get to her info later. Appreciate that information. Let me keep going on this. I want to make sure that you are, my goal is to see if you meet the criteria, and that's what we got to keep doing, okay?
Okay,
ma'am. Next, we're going to talk about the specific drug, Depo-Provera. Did you consume the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera? I believe it's the Pfizer, made by Pfizer.
When I received it, are you asking me how did I receive the
let me ask you the question again. It's a little confusing. So the drug, Depo-Provera, did you use the name brand Depo-Provera, or did you use like a generic?
It was the main brand Depo-Provera.
The main. Okay, thank you so much. And so which injectable did you use? Was it Depo-Provera? Was it Depo sub-Q Provera?
It was Depo-Provera.
Okay, thank you. All right, and you never switched to the generic, right?
No.
Okay. Okay. And did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes, I did. I used it from... I know I started back when after I had my daughter, so I know I started around like 2004, and I used it all the way up until I started to get like the complications and the symptoms, like I said, which was I stopped in 2009 once I got the surgery and things like that.
2009 was the stop date?
Yes.
Okay, and what month approximately did you start using it in 2004?
I had my daughter in September, so I started the Depo-Provera in like July.
July of 2004, and then you stopped using it what month of 2009?
In September.
September 2009, okay. And... Alrighty. And next question is, within 1 year, can you confirm that you had at least 4 injections prior to you being diagnosed? Like within 1 year, did you have at least 4 more injections?
Yes, correct. Okay. I would get the injections. It would be like one shot every 3 months.
Okay. Perfect. That's usually the way everybody else states that it happened. And did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date? I believe that's a yes. You said you started in 2004, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And we said your main injury was meningioma of the brain, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So it was a brain tumor, ma'am?
Yes, I was diagnosed with the meningioma.
Okay. And next, for HIPAA compliance purposes, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a female.
Okay, thank you. And next is, all right, let me make sure I have your first name correct, of Rhonda, last name Freeman.
Yes, correct.
And that's R-H-O-N-D-A, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Do you have a middle name, Rhonda?
It's Elaine.
E-L-A-I-N-E?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And what's your social, please?
7938. Would you need my full social?
I do need the whole social, because I'm going to have to generate the contract to send you over for electronic proof. Okay. So.
Okay, that's fine. It's 450.
Mm-hmm.
337938.
38. Okay, thank you. Let me repeat that. I have 450337938.
Yes, correct.
Okay, and also because that needs to be when I send you the contract and generate it, that needs to be completed on your HIPAA form for your release of medical records. So without it, they won't accept it. Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you. And I know it's your private info, but just know that
you're fine. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, your info is never going to be shared with anybody else, okay?
And I just wanted to make sure you had my middle name spelled correctly. It's E-L-A-I-N-E.
Got it. That's what I got. Okay. I may have said something else, but I know I wrote E-L-A-I-N-E. Right?
Yes, that's correct.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
I know. Thank you. I appreciate that, because we are going to do a review of the spelling after we're done. So, I mean, it's good to always do the spot checks as we go as well. So thank you for that. Next, I need to verify the primary phone number. I have 682-287-3904.
Yes, correct. And then the number we're talking on right now is my my cell. Can I give you my work number, because I'm usually working with that phone?
Is it a cell number as well?
Yes, it is.
Okay, give me the number, please.
It's 682.
Uh-huh.
359.
Uh-huh.
2594.
94. Is it a smartphone where you're going to be able to receive my DocuSign link?
Yes, it's the iPhone.
Okay, perfect.
I usually have that phone right there in my hand on me. Versus my, because I'm working throughout the week and the day, versus
okay.
My cell.
Okay. All right. So I have the phone number 682-359-2594. Does that sound right?
Yes, correct.
Oh, awesome. And now I need your address, please.
My address is 4324
mm-hmm.
German Pointer Way. Three words.
Gotcha. Fort Worth, Texas?
Yes, Fort Worth, Texas, 76123.
Is it a house or apartment?
It's a house.
Okay, so no unit number. Thank you. Okay, next, we're getting into diagnosing information, medical information. Who was your diagnosing doctor? May I please have the doctor's name?
At the time, so it wouldn't be my primary doctor. I know he sent me to the physician. Dr. Gregory Ward.
Oh, okay. Dr. Gregory Ward. And I was just going to interrupt real quick to tell you that I'm also going to be asking you for... So you gave me Dr. Gregory Ward as your diagnosing doctor. So I'm also going to need your treating doctor and your prescribing doctor. So are they all the same people or are they different?
No, they were different because once I went to my specialist before I was diagnosed with the meningioma, mm-hmm. my primary doctor is the one who sent me to my specialist. And then once my specialist diagnosed me, he sent me to a different hospital, which was a different treating doctor.
Okay. And is Dr. Gregory Ward a neurosurgeon out of Fort Worth, Texas?
Yes, he is.
Is he at 909 9th Avenue, Suite 201?
It's 900 8th Avenue, Fort Worth, Texas.
Okay. Let me go ahead and have the name of the facility, diagnosing facility name.
Okay, let me look that up for you. Let me get it. It is. He's just the it's the let me look it up for you. It's neurosurgery, so that's the treating name, neurosurgery, and then it just has their address next to it.
Yeah, because I have an address here on Google, came up of 909 9th Avenue. So that's probably different. You said you have the address, right?
Yeah, yes, I do. I looked it up as well.
Awesome.
So the address I have is 900 8th Avenue, Fort Worth, Texas, 7604.
Okay. 0104. Okay, hold on. I'm still at 900 8th Avenue. And then you said that was Fort Worth, Texas?
Mm-hmm. 76104.
Okay, one sec. Fort Worth, Texas. Now go ahead. Is that 76104?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So facility address 900 8th Avenue, Fort Worth, Texas, 76104. There we go.
Yes.
And then what's the name of the facility? Diagnosing facility name.
It is the facility name is neurosurgery. It's Fort Worth Neurosurgery.
Fort Worth Neurosurgery. Okay, give me a sec. Okay, phone number, please.
Let me see if the number is
'm gonna put you on a really brief hold. I need to go clock in from lunch, okay? Give me a quick second.
Okay, you're fine.
All right, yeah, I'll be right back. I'll give you time to pull that up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Give me a quick sec.